those are the four, but here are the issues in apologetics. These four approaches to apologetics differ in many ways. In this book, he says that they say that we'll focus on a dozen critical issues that represent in a systematic way the full range of issues facing the apologist. So here they are, but what do they do? And so here's where they're attempting to kind of find the avenues of how to fit the balls on the path of okay, where does this take us? So how do we evaluate these four methods? And so they said that these issues are divided into two groups of six issues each. The first group deals with the meta-apologetic issue, the foundations and questions about the stance apologetics should take towards human knowledge and experience. And then the second group deals with the apologetic issues, the most common questions or objections that non-Christians or Christians dealing with doubt or confusion raise to the Christian truth and claim. And brace yourselves, we might be talking about evil from time to time as well.
Yeah. Good. So they start off here with in this distinction between meta-apologetics and, apologetic issues. With a meta apologetic questions. Apologetics, they tell us, is a discipline that seeks to defend the Christian view of God, the world, and human life. As such, it relates comprehensively to every area of human knowledge and thought. Apologists understand these relations differently. These differences are typified in the stance taken by apologetics toward six questions that they want us to work through, and we'll see that, each of these, they'll work through these questions with each of these methods. So as I mentioned before, there's a pattern here that they use over and over again. So this is one of the basis of that pattern, these various six questions, meta-apologetic questions, that they're going to work through each of these particular perspectives.
Right. So the first one, on what basis do we argue that Christianity is true? On the basis of what understanding of knowledge and truth should the Christian apologist seek to lead non-Christians to the knowledge of Christianity as the truth? Right. I think that's a good general basic approach. The question that we need to answer within each of these scopes. The question is at the core of what distinguishes the four approaches discussed in this book. And the classical apologist sees reason as the ground of apologetic argument, but the evidentialist seeks to build the case for Christianity from just the facts. And the reformed apologist contends that God's revelation of himself in Jesus Christ and in Scripture is the proper grounds for all thinking about reason, facts, and human experience. And the fetus presents experience of God in Jesus Christ as self-justifying apart from the arguments. And these varying approaches are based on different epistemologies or theories of knowledge. How do we know things? And so, these are kind of the four that they look at. And I think this does a good job of really distinguishing them the most among the others without having to clarify too much. So when we talk about these four approaches, I think this is a good avenue to take. And so on what basis do we argue that Christianity is the truth?
Right. So that's the first question. Second question is, what is the relationship between apologetics and theology? Right. This question is important. They tell us in at least two ways. First, there's a significant debate concerning the theological foundation of apologetics. Should it be based in theology and scripture and that sort of thing? Everybody will say yes, but how is it based? Right. What is the relationship of apologetics and theology? Apologists disagree, they tell us, for example, about whether God's revelation in nature can be sufficiently understood by non-Christians to arrive at belief in God, right? We kind of saw this, especially when we got to the Reformed apologetic position, right? Can the revelation really be sufficiently understood, right? Or has sin so clouded our minds and mental processes that it really can't? So this disagreement is closely tied to a debate over the effects of sin on our human reason.
Right. So when we went through our John Frame book, we talked about the noetic effect of sin, and Frame made the case, and Van Til would make the case as well, that the noetic effect has a great deal of impact on our reasoning, on our minds. The renewing of our minds is what comes from salvation, as well as renewing of the heart. And so for kind of the reformed idea of that, it plays a key part. But there are other also theological persuasions that emphasize it or de-emphasize it. And so this question of where does apologetics and theology commingle, or where must they keep separate ties is a good question to ask.